In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Celso, and we're continuing with the three appeals that Jesus gave to Louisa, and we're concluding the appeal of Jesus. So Jesus says to Louisa, if you will give me your human will, all will be done just as I have said. And what is that? He's going to fill us with his tender love, fill us with his divine riches, fill us with divine happiness, fill us with divine peace, fill us with his most pure love. Heaven is coming to earth. And this is what he says. If you will give me your human will, this is what it, how do we know our human will? When we make a good confession, we understand our human will. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. And Jesus says, if you give me that which all your misery is involved in, your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity, your sin. He says, if you give me your human will, all will be done just as I have said. And he says, and you will make me, you will make God happy. And then you will be happy as well. See, again, holiness only comes, or happiness only comes with holiness. And this is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to turn back to him and begin to live this abundant life. This is what the Book of Heaven is all about. The Book of Heaven is the gift of gifts. It's the prodigy of prodigies. It's what Jesus gave to Louisa. And Jesus now says, I want to give this gift to all of mankind. And so he says to us, go to Louisa. So we don't go to Louisa for Louisa's sake. We go to Louisa because Louisa possesses the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. This is what we're going to discover as we read the Book of Heaven. So he says, I, God, long for nothing else than for my most holy divine will to reign among you. So think about it. As the divine will begins to reign in you, as you begin to learn the prevenient act and you do your actual acts throughout the day, Jesus will explain that all to you. What happens is Jesus, breathe in my breathing. This is when you start in the morning, your prevenient act. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, walk in my walking. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Jesus, speak in my speaking. What's happening is you're saying, I want to be back in your image and likeness. So what happens is as you begin to live in the divine will, who is in your family? It's your family and Jesus reigning in you. Jesus is gazing at your family through your eyes. Jesus is listening to your family through your ears. Jesus is speaking to your family through your mouth. Jesus is touching your family as you touch your family. That's what God wants. As the divine will begins to reign in each soul, as the divine will begins to reign, what happens? Jesus is there. And Jesus, swim in my swimming. Jesus, dance in my dancing. Jesus, sing in my singing. I want to do nothing separated from you, Lord. I want you to be alive in my family. This is what he says. I long for nothing else than for my most holy divine will to reign among you in each soul in the divine will. Heaven and earth will be smiling at you. So you're going to begin to see all of heaven and earth as Adam did. You're going to see the I love yous in creation. You're going to see the I love yous in redemption. And you're going to give back to God what is God's. as you say, Jesus, breathe in my breathing. You take a deep breath. Jesus says, I take you at your word. I will breathe in your breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. As your heart beats, Jesus says, I am beating in your heart beating. This is what it means to be in the likeness of God. God is going to teach you surprising things, divine things, celestial things. So he says, heaven and earth will be smiling at you. He says, my heavenly mother, Mary, will be sure to be a mother and queen to you. Mary becomes everything. Jesus is our king. Jesus is our savior. Jesus is our God. And Mary is the Theotokos, the mother of God. And what happens is we begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, with what Jesus and Mary told Luisa about themselves, about each other. Wait till you read the prodigies of the Blessed Mother. You know, we've read the St. Maximilian Kolbe, what he said about the Blessed Mother. Magnificent. We read with St. Bernard, what he said about the Blessed Mother. Magnificent. We read what St. Louis de Montfort said about the Blessed Mother. Really wonderful. Jesus tells Luisa, I'm going to tell you about my mother. The Son of God is going to tell you about his own mother. When you read the prodigies of Mary, you fall more and more with who our Blessed Mother is. You begin to understand why God loves her so much. You begin to understand how much Our Lady loves us. Great things are in store. Wait, it's going to be wonderful. You're going to be aware of how much our Lady is mother and queen to each and every one of us. She knows the great good that the kingdom of God's most holy divine will bring to each and every one of us. And in order to satisfy Jesus' ardent desires and to stop Jesus' weepings, because Our Lady loves us as her true children, listen to this. Our Lady is traveling among the people of the nations, disposing and preparing them to receive the dominion of the kingdom of my most holy divine will. Look at all the apparitions of Our Lady. All that's happened throughout her life. The centuries Our Lady appearing. Why? To prepare the world for her son. To prepare the world for the return of her son. This is what's coming. She knows the great good that the kingdom of my most holy divine will bring to you in order to satisfy my ardent desires and to stop my weeping, because she loves you as her true children, her true children. She is traveling among the peoples of the nations, disposing and preparing them to receive the dominion of the kingdom of God's most holy divine will. You are going to be so more in love with the Blessed Mother when you hear what Jesus tells us. This isn't a saint telling us his understanding or her understanding. It's Jesus telling us his knowledge, how much he loves her and how much she loves us. This is what's coming. A new beginning for mankind. It was Our Lady who prepared the people for me so that I, God, could descend from heaven to earth. And now I, God, I am entrusting to the Blessed Mother and to her maternal love the task of disposing the souls, that's us, disposing the souls of our people to receive a gift that is so great. Jesus said, my mother is going through all the world, marking the children of the little divine will. We're all marked by the Blessed Mother. Now, what does Jesus say? He says four things about what's coming. First thing, there will be a great chastisement where the large majority of humanity will be gone. They'll be wiped off the face of the earth. It's just the opposite of what some people are saying. He says, number two, he says, my mother is marking all the little children of the holy divine will, and no harm can come to them. Number three, he says, the children of the divine will, marked by my mother, the chastisement will have little or no effect upon them. And number four, he says, the survivors of this great chastisement will be the little children of the holy divine will. There's nothing to fear. And then Jesus said, are you worried about your family? And a lot of people are worried about their families. Jesus says, you do what I want, that's to live in the divine will, and I'll do what you want. God is going to take care of it. Ask, believe that you will receive it, and it is yours. You might not see it in this lifetime, but God will answer your prayer if you believe. What Jesus tells Louisa is, I want you to learn basically how to trust God to do miracles. It's like when Jesus was walking on the water in the Sea of Galilee, and and Peter yells out, if you are the Messiah, command me to come to you. Take my prayer and make it your command. Command me to come to you. And Jesus says, come. Peter walks on the water. Humans don't walk on the water. Peter walked on the water and the waves are moving and he becomes afraid. He cries out to Jesus, save me. Jesus grabs him and he didn't go, good job, Peter. You walked 20 feet and then you sank. He said, why did you fail? Why did you falter? Where is your faith? In the divine will, you're going to see your prayers that you give to Jesus as his command be so powerful that you're going to realize heaven is on earth. You're going to realize it. Things that were impossible before are now possible for what God is bringing to the earth. It's the life that Adam lost. The life of integrity, impassibility, immutability, and immortality has begun again in this one, Louisa. And God says, I want you to participate in this. This is what we're praying for. This is what we're waiting for. Jesus said everything will happen. And this is why he says, please listen to me, and I beg you, my children, to read very attentively these pages that I am placing before you. Jesus is giving us this through Louisa. If you will do this, you will feel the need to live in my divine will, and I, God, will be standing right beside you when you read. I, God, will touch your mind so that you will understand this. I will touch your heart so that you will understand what you read and truly want the gift of my divine fiat. We'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.